Yub Nub, Freedom. Chapter 70, in which the rebels raid the Death Star. Obviously, there are a lot of things on Luke's mind, but before he can even begin to sort it all out, the entire Death Star jolts wildly, nearly sending both him and his father into the pit. He has no way of knowing what caused it, but he knows it must mean that the shield is down and the rebel attack is finally underway. He wants the attack to succeed, of course, but he needs to get clear of it first and take his father with him. Battered and buffeted by first Vader and then the Emperor, Luke has little strength left, but he uses it all to drag his father across the bridge to the elevator. He searches his Jedi-sharpened memory for the floor of the docking bay where Vader's shuttle deposited him hours earlier. When the elevator gets them to the right floor, the door opens to reveal chaos. Troopers, officers, underlings, and construction workers scramble in every direction. Some race to repair the damage, some race to defend the station, and some hang about so they'll be close to a ship when the call to evacuate comes. They didn't know Luke was aboard, so now he passes as just another person in the way, and no one thinks for a second that the crumpled black burden he carries could possibly be the invincible Darth Vader. Vader, they are sure, is still stomping about somewhere, protecting the Emperor. In truth, Darth Vader is gone now. The body Luke eases gently to the floor is Anakin Skywalker.
Luke, help me take this mask off,
Anakin says, no longer booming. But you'll die.
Nothing can stop that now. Just for once, let me look on you with my own eyes.
It takes Luke a moment, but he soon discovers how the front of Vader's mask can be detached from the helmet and removed. When he does so, the sound of Vader's respirator, already ragged, stops. And now, Luke sees for himself the face of his father, scarred and battered into something barely human. And now, Anakin sees his son's face, a handsome face, creased with concern and, yes, bearing its own battle scars. But at last, Anakin sees him not as a Jedi, or a warrior, or a threat, or a mistake, but as his son, and Padme's son. And Anakin smiles. Not a smile like the Emperor's, or a crazed grin like Darth Maul's. Not even a smirk, like Anakin might have shown Ahsoka back in his Jedi days. But a real smile. The smile that only Padme ever saw.
Now, go, my son, Anakin struggles to say. Leave me.
No, you're coming with me. I can't leave you here. I've got to save you.
You already have, Luke. You were right. You were right about me. Tell your sister you were right.
Father, I won't leave you.
And then another great jolt. Luke looks up to see cargo crates spilling, troopers running, and an officer barking orders that no one stops to listen to. When he looks back down, his father is dead. But Luke keeps his promise. He will not leave his father.
He stumbles toward the distant shuttle, staggering under the weight of this giant half-metal man who wrought so much evil.
Leave him there, you want to shout to Luke.
He's the bad guy, the villain.
Just leave him and get out of there before the whole Death Star blows up. You do have a point about the whole thing being about ready to explode. I can't blame you for that, listener. But think of this. In the end, Anakin did what no Jedi, not Luke, not Obi-Wan, not even Yoda could do. In killing his master, the mighty Sith Lord Darth Sidious, known to the galaxy as Emperor Palpatine, Anakin fulfilled his destiny and restored balance to the Force. And so, though the galaxy will not honor him, Luke will.